I don't regret her leaving. It sucks not building up a little more experience before I left, because that's been the hard part about finding a new job is right now they're looking for even junior or entry-level positions. They're asking for like a four-year degree plus 2 to 4 years experience for shit pay for most of the stuff. So you just really have to keep looking around.
That's the retarded job market right now. It's entry-level, but they want experience. And it's like, that's not what entry-level means, you fucking idiots.
It's because they don't want to have. They're hoping that they don't have to train you as much if you've got like 4 years experience plus a 4 year degree.
Yep. Is the job market less retarded over in Australia?
Well, I can't. A few of my friends that went to university and studied IT and that. Well, actually, most of them have jobs. So, I mean, yeah, I guess it is a bit better. Two of them are working in games. Other two are in
hell.
Yeah, I mean, the guy that's doing games is a graphic designer. He doesn't get paid much, but he enjoys his job, so...
Yeah, that helps, then.
I think he works for Wicked Witch. They did the Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition
Oh, nice.
Thing. It was good. Good for him. No, job market's pretty good. We've managed to avoid, like, all of Corona, which is nice. We had a lockdown for a couple months, but that's all gone now, which is nice. Yeah.
Feels bad being a burger.
Actually did something productive for once. It's nice.
It didn't affect me in general, because I stay inside all the fucking time anyway. The only thing that sucks is that I had been going to the arcade for rhythm games, and then that got shut down, so it's like, well... I'm actually kind of annoyed about that, but whatever.
Yeah, I want round one again and stuff.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, I'm so jelly that you have one really close to you.
Dude, I'm so fucking happy that they decided to open one in Oregon when all the shit was going down. They're like, you know what? Let's not do Portland. Let's just go with Eugene. Yeah.
Oh, jelly.
So fucking good.
The only thing I have, like, within, you know, an hour of me is fucking Dave and Buster's, which is terrible.
Yep. 10 to 15 minute drive, baby. And I went round one. We got some good, decent, pretty decent selection of rhythm games there.
I'd be there all the time. Like, I'd go hang out there, like, every weekend, probably. There's nothing else to do around here. I really hope they open one here, because, like, North New Jersey is... densely populated, but like there's nothing nearby for arcades.
Yeah, I mean, arcades in America have been pretty shit, especially if you like rhythm games like I do. That's the only reason I go. All the other arcade games are pretty fucking overpriced. The rhythm games, if you at round one, if you load up a card with $100, you get like $188 or something worth of credits. And the rhythm games cost, if you do that, cost a little under $1 per play. And you get like 10 to 12 minutes of play time, depending on the rhythm game. It's the best you can get. Everything else would be like 20 seconds or less for more credits usually. Except for like some of the racing games and shit.
Sorry, I'm replying to Ashami.
Yeah, that's fine. Did we ever talk about hobbies yet? Have you trying anything new, Doug? So how's your like music stuff? I heard you say, don't you have a piano? Can't you play piano or anything? I
can't remember. Yeah.
You were trying to do that earlier.
I have been like kind of taking a little time off for a couple weeks on piano, but I do want to learn Right on Time, and I do want to try to learn like a jazzy arrangement of Sunday Morning. Both of those are songs I've liked for a long time. I was also going to learn Clair de Lune, but that's going to be like a long project to learn that.
Right.
Okay, no. Hold on a minute. Like, my love of Tatsuro Yamashita has been well known and far precedes VTubers. Do not...
Imagine getting grouped with us VTuber fags just because Gura's sang Right on Time for her debut and so many people loved it.
This is brutal.
I feel so bad for you. I'm sorry. But she did so well on it.
She did. No, I love some of the remixes that people have made with her and singing that song. Like, it's legitimately pretty good.